So I'll jump into some of the article, not a lot of it. Where are we? An expert on Australia's health system, this is Melbourne University of Melbourne's Stephen Duckett, told the Sunday Times, insists it's time to put patients before profits and work together to strive for world-class medical services. I'll say it's time. Why? That's an admission. That is an admission that it hasn't been that way, and we all, it's bleedingly obvious, it's the one of the many elephants in the room, that is not the case. And yes, world-class medical services. Now, his definition and the people, other people in this article's definition, and our health minister's definition, you know, high-level government officials, etc., and bureaucrats, their definition of medical, of first-class, world-class medical services won't be, we know, it is nothing like what it could be and should be. Nothing like, nowhere near. Naturally, the Pharmacy Guild wants to expand their business and their business income. You've got to run a profitable business, yes. I'm jumping. Now, this is the journalist talking here. 92 conditions, the 92 medicines, etc., that are now allowing for 60-day, the 60-day script. These include treatments for cardiovascular disease, Crohn's disease, gout, heart failure, high cholesterol, hypertension, osteoporosis, and ulcerative colitis. The next tranche starts on March 1st, that's next year. The final stage to roll out next September 2024, creating a range of chronic, treating a range of, it's a Freudian slip of mine, creating, yes, a lot of these, the side effects create conditions as well as supposedly treat them. And all that's happening in big sorcery of big pharma is the masking of symptoms, the quelling of symptoms. It doesn't go to root cause in the vast majority of cases, and most of you listening to this, you know that. It's just an expensive, highly profitable model to cover up symptoms, suppress symptoms. A final stage, treating a range of chronic conditions such as type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, depression, reflux, asthma and rheumatoid arthritis, blah, blah, blah. Now, I'm going to move over to the pharmacy side. Death by a thousand cuts. Miss Willis, the owner of one of WA's 600 pharmacies, told the Sunday Times. Now, is that this lady? Excuse me. Yes, so we're talking this lady, Natalie Willis. she owner of one of WA 600 pharmacies, saying the sky didn't fall in on September the 1st, that's last week, a week ago, but it is beginning the process of death by a thousand cuts for a lot of businesses. And she said, for the majority of pharmacies, up to 80% of their income came from the dispensary. I repeat that, up to 80% from the dispensary. In other words, the drug dealing, 80%. The core room, engine room of a pharmacy business is dispensing, because that's what they're there to do. Well, what an indictment, and she's completely unaware of what she's admitting to there. And I mean, it's obvious, it's in plain sight and has been for decades. The pharmacy industry is there to dispense, deal the drugs that are pushed by the doctors, and there's a huge pot of money available, and they're there pretending, telling us, propagandising us that it's improving the health of Australians, and the Australians' health is going backwards. We've never had a sicker generation of children ever. It's something like, I've heard, seen figures recently, 50% of Australian children have some form of chronic disease. A few decades back, it was way, way lower than this. And I'm including the vaccinations schedule here, the childhood vaccination schedule. They're drugs, just like the rest of these things, that the doctors push and the pharmacists actually administer, right down to COVID-19. You cannot go to almost any suburb in Perth, Western Australia, without seeing a sign, get your free COVID-19 booster vaccination, et cetera, here, as well as the flu jabs have been giving for donkey's ears, et cetera, all of these are drugs with many highly questionable safety trials, getting worse year by year to the point where it's an evil farce, the so-called safety trials in the with the COVID-19 injections. I'll pause.